I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, why Marines are staying vaccinated and allies integrate in Finland. The 31st Medical Group at Aviano Air Base held a point of distribution exercise to demonstrate the capability to rapidly distribute vaccines or medications to service members. The POD exercise highlighted the medical group's ability to effectively vaccinate service members from the influenza virus, as well as their dedication to keeping Wyvern Nation fit to fight.
During the exercise, 1,526 service members were vaccinated, successfully achieving the goal of vaccinating over 90% of service members at Aviano Air Base. The initiative also enabled medics to train on mass prophylaxis capabilities, which ensures efficient distribution of medications and vaccines to large populations during a public health emergency. The flu vaccinations are required annually due to how the virus changes over time. Receiving an annual flu vaccine mitigates how ill you may become from contracting the flu, as well as limits the spread of the virus. Technical Sergeant Nicole Moore, 31st Medical Services Flight Chief, stresses the significance of getting the vaccine.
So it's important for everyone because even though you may be fit to fight and strong and young and able to get over getting the flu, those around you may not be as well protected. So it's important that if you get one, it'll help protect those that you love as well.
Moore also explains that service members who miss the POD exercise can receive their vaccines on a walk-in basis on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday during the duty day. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Allies integrate in Finland. With your Air Force news, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The 20th Expeditionary Bomb Squadron is conducting the first ever B-52 simulated weapons drop training mission with the Finnish and Swedish Air Force as part of Bomb Task Force 25-1 in Finland. The mission showcased Finland's growing role within the NATO alliance and marked another milestone in strengthening NATO's collective defense. U.S. forces were able to learn from their Finnish counterparts following participation in the Ramstein Air Base 1v1 air superiority exercise held in June. U.S. Air Force General James Hecker, commander of U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Air Forces Africa, says, "Together we build stronger, more strategic relationships that reinforce security and stability across the region." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.